My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That gets you the 15. It wasn't inside the opening. This is the speedy man, Xavier Worthy, the fastest man to the end zone right away. His first touch, a Kansas City touchdown. Oh, man.
Your move, Keon Coleman. Xavier Worthy, 2 touchdowns.
Well, you know, they blocked it perfectly. Anyone could have scored that touchdown.
Yep.
Wide open, busted coverage. He didn't do anything.
Okay. Already coping.
Okay.
The Bills are still 0-0, yep. And Bulldog is already prepping the cope.
Yep.
Cope prep. Prep. Couldn't even say it.
Yep.
Cope prep.
We are so back.
Well,
I mean, the speed was undeniable there. I mean, I don't agree that anyone could have made that play. I mean, he hit his seam and just ran away from everyone. So, yeah, the blocking was expert on the play, sure. The other play, yeah, I'd say pretty much anybody could have made that play.
We could make ourselves crazy with this.
Oh, I mean, I intend to.
Quarterbacks already give you as much material as you could possibly want. Just the individual comparisons in a team sport. Lamar Jackson is perfect. Allen, Mahomes, all of it. It's always just, we might not even be here if it weren't so interesting to talk about quarterbacks and just all the different ways to compare players, even not even contemporaries at that position. It's really fun. This is going to be a form of that because it's different styles. Of course, it's the trade. It starts with the trade. If Kansas City had picked Worthy before the Bills, it might still be, or just after. It might, because that would have been possible.
Sure, the Bills could have picked Keon Coleman at 28 and not gotten paid off for moving down and getting him later, and the Chiefs could have stayed where they were and picked him.
At the very least, the Bills, there's a lot we might not know, but at the very least, we know the Bills did not see Xavier Worthy as a tier above Coleman and maybe several other wide receivers in the draft. McConkey, Leggett, Pearsall, Polk, Mitchell, who knows? There were so many guys. The fact that there were so many generally evenly compared prospects made it fine for me that they did what they did. You know, I mean, Worthy was consensus tops on that list, but not everybody's top guy at that time. And you know, this is what you should do if you think you have a handful of players, however many, that are comparable, not to mention like style differences that you want. Who knows what Josh Allen thought of Xavier Worthy? Because we always hear after the draft that Josh Allen liked the guy. You know, maybe that isn't irrelevant. So you can go on forever. on Worthy and Coleman and all of it. But as we talked about the other day and have mentioned many times in the offseason, the pressure is going to be on Coleman with Worthy going to the perfect team, a team that has room for him. How did I lose that pick'em? Did you see my pick'em that I lost?
No,
on Underdog, I tweeted it.
I didn't see it.
Over no. on Jackson passing, won easily. I mean, not until the last drive, but right. won. Had it. Over on Flowers, catches, had it. Under on Henry, that was pretty much easy.
Mm-hmm.
Over on Worthy receptions. He scores two touchdowns and I lose.
What
three
you,
and a half.
You, okay.
Three and a half.
Did he only catch that one ball? The touchdown
Maybe.
Ball?
Maybe. I think he might have been two.
Yeah.
But it wasn't more than two.
All right.
Oh. And the first touchdown was on a rush. I mean, that's tough.
Did I mention to you that I lost a parlay on a half a point? So, I mean, I feel you.
Yes.
I definitely feel you. I do. I feel you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, it I don't need to like relitigate the entire thing because I've always been sort of torn about the whole thing. On one hand, I admire Bean for I would want the I guess I do. I want the person running my team to have conviction and believe what they believe to be the truth and have chosen their guys and their process and not worry. The New York Giants are calling. The Baltimore Ravens are calling. The Atlanta Falcons are calling. The Kansas City Chiefs are calling. Treat it all the same. You have your convictions about the prospects, so do what you need to do. But I would not be such a person. I am incapable of that. The Chiefs call me, I would block their number. I just wouldn't want to talk to them. The last time I traded at the draft with them, they got Patrick Mahomes. Why do I want to dance with you again? And so Worthy, fastest guy in the draft. Yeah, I wonder if Andy Reid can make that work. Well, I know. It's one game, and it was perfectly blocked, and it was a busted coverage and whatever, but it feels like the perfect spot for that guy.
The Chiefs seem a near lock to win the AFC West for what would be a ninth consecutive year. New England got to 11 in the AFC East before, I guess it was between Miami and the Bills, I think. But anyway, they got to 11 straight. Kansas City is at 8 straight. The Bills are at 4. And, I mean, they just look like they could run away with that division. Many are saying, like, this is possibly their best team yet. And, you know, they did not have an easy night against another excellent team, but I could see it.
The parts look really nice. Like, what they did to get Rashee Rice on a linebacker a lot of the night, you know, Worthy's contribution. Of course, you know about Kelsey. I just think and Hollywood Brown didn't even play. Like, he'll be back soon. That passing game, I think, is back.
Here's Dennis with us. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to bring up, while you were talking about some comparisons, and I just want to lay this out there, too, that I know that there's nothing we're ever going to be able to do to avoid it, because it's going to be with Josh for the rest of his career, and I just get it. But I just wanted to vent a little about the fact that, you know, after the game, I watched
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Center was Van Pelt, and I forgot who the other guy is. Damian Woody, but they're on after the game, and they're just praising Lamar at how great he played. And I'm thinking, man, if Josh missed that throw to Flowers in the back of the end zone, and then he throws the one that's so high that likely can't come down with it in bounds, he is crucified by the national media.
Oh,
and It's the comparison is, it just, I know there's nothing we can do about it. It just doesn't seem like it's an even comparison at all, the way that they handle those things.
I just don't agree at all. I mean, as somebody that's cared a lot since he was in college about Lamar Jackson's career, I would much sooner get to the absolute opposite opinion. He did play a great game. It's true. It's fair enough. It's fair to a point what happened on those late plays, but I don't know. I'm so tired of this one. It's just like every offseason you hear Bills fans talk about how Allen is unfairly treated. This year, 11 players, parentheses 11, called him overrated in a survey, which, I mean, of course, A, they have no interest in necessarily being right. B, it has to be a quarterback. C, 90% of people who follow and talk about football equate playoff losses, playoff losing to, you know, individual failure. All these different reasons to think, of course, I mean, who was second? Jalen Hurts. Like, Tua. Of course, it's going to be highly paid quarterbacks who get lots of attention and are very famous and really good. But, you know, I guess, and let me just take this survey over here and write this down for 2 seconds. Not as good as people say. And that's an outrage. I just can't.
Yeah. Dennis, I appreciate you. Certainly recognize you as a somewhat regular caller. I would predict, I don't know this for sure, but I'll bet lots of Baltimore Ravens fans feel the same way about Jackson. Not necessarily compared to Allen, but maybe compared to Mahomes or his other contemporaries. You still hear a lot, and last night, like, he's getting hammered for those missed throws. I think maybe not by Damian Woody and Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter after the game, but I think there's plenty of criticism to go around for him missing those throws. But he also did. I mean, he was the only thing they had going last night. They didn't run the ball. He ran the ball, but they didn't run the ball. And so I don't know, man. I think it's a tough standard, and I think the market you're in, you often will feel like your guy gets the short end of it all the time. But I think objectively, Jackson, he's won the MVP twice, and maybe that affords him some more of a shield, I think, nationally speaking.
I think it's the other way.
But I think he gets hammered. I think, you know, he can't throw from the pocket and all this sort of stuff that I don't think is provably true, but
I think
you hear it.
I think the MVPs open him up to even further scrutiny. I mean, there was a good case last year that Allen deserved it over him, but his team didn't win as many games. And whoever wins the MVP is usually on the team that wins the most games. So he ran away with it. And now he has two. And lots of people would tell you, geez, I mean, I think I want more.
I think this is exactly right. It definitely is true of me, because I'm right with you on Jackson from college, right through the draft process, loved him as a prospect, have kind of been rooting for him. I know he plays for a team that's, you know, can be a problem for the Bills, but, like, generally speaking, I like him and admire his game. That second MVP has me watching him, wanting to pick him apart more fiercely than ever.
Right, and that's normal. Like, that's what we would all do. Like, just now he's one of, I think it's four players in history to have won two MVPs and not be in the Hall of Fame. Of course, he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame if he's in his 20s and still active. Same with Mahomes. Rodgers and Brady are the others. Like, that's a Hall of Fame ticket. Oh, wow. Are we sure? Like, is he that good? What about the playoffs? Lamar Jackson, and he's just one example. Here's Dennis. Like, oh, my God, it would be incredible if Allen had made that throw and everybody would crush him. Lamar Jackson is blamed for the Ravens not winning in the playoffs. Allen is never blamed for it. I shouldn't say never, because you're going to point me to some guy on the internet who does it. But, you know, not to the same extent at all. I think I can say that, you know, objectively. So, well, what is this again?
Yeah,
now, Allen is the one who's more harshly criticized. Jackson is blamed for their not having made a Super Bowl yet. Allen is hardly ever blamed for that.
The only piece I would push back on that being, it's very strong, is that Allen gets criticized for the turnovers and people don't realize that he hardly ever turns it over in the playoffs. Like so he gets pinned. Oh, you know, you can't trust him with the ball. You falling flat in the playoffs. His playoffs, he's got like one interception in the playoffs or something. Like, he's got preposterously good numbers taking care of the ball specifically in the playoffs. But because he's led the league in turnovers a couple of times, that sort of gets carried into the criticism of the Bills and him in the playoffs. And I don't think that's fair.
Well, fair enough. I mean, that's also something I don't know about Dennis or anybody else, but you'd want to be right, right? Like, that would be the goal, would to be fair and right about that. And what you're saying is correct. So that shouldn't land on Allen. If it does.
I think it does. Yeah. I mean,
it shouldn't.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. The point that you hear that we just had brought up here is that, like, it's completely one way. And if anything, it's close.
Mm-hmm.
If anything. And I think it's in, you know, it depends on what you're listening for. And if you like one guy and he plays for your team, you're going to hear it differently than someone who doesn't care about him. That's just kind of human nature. Coming up at 4, Ian Harditz from Fantasy Life. What do we do with Isaiah Likely in week 2? For one thing, not too many people are drafting anymore as the season has started, but we can talk lineups, and we will. With Ian, Sal Capaccio joins us at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.